Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, the 6th of August 2019 is Analog Science Fiction and Fact. Analog Science Fiction and Fact is an American science fiction magazine published under various titles since 1930. Originally titled Astounding Stories of Super Science, the first issue was dated January 1930, published by William Clayton, and edited by Harry Bates. Clayton went bankrupt in 1933 and the magazine was sold to Street & Smith. The new editor was F. Orland Tremain, who soon made Astounding the leading magazine in the nascent pulp science fiction field, publishing well-regarded stories such as Jack Williamson's Legion of Space and John W. Campbell's Twilight. At the end of 1937, Campbell took over editorial duties under Tremain's supervision, and the following year Tremain was let go, giving Campbell more independence. Over the next few years, Campbell published many stories that became classics in the field, including Isaac Asimov's Foundation series, A. Ivan Fuchs Slan, and several novels and stories by Robert A. Heinlein. The period beginning with Campbell's editorship is often referred to as the Golden Age of science fiction. By 1950, new competition had appeared from Galaxy Science Fiction and the Magazine of Fantasy and Science Fiction. Campbell's interest in some pseudoscience topics, such as Dianetics, an early version of Scientology, alienated some of his regular writers, and Astounding was no longer regarded as the leader of the field, though it did continue to publish popular and influential stories. Hal Clement's novel Mission of Gravity appeared in 1953, and Tom Godwin's The Cold Equations appeared the following year. In 1960, Campbell changed the title of the magazine to Analog Science Fiction and Fact. He had long wanted to get rid of the word Astounding in the title, which he felt was too sensational. At about the same time, Street & Smith sold the magazine to Condé Nast. Campbell remained as editor until his death in 1971. Then Bova took over from 1972 to 1978, and the character of the magazine changed noticeably, since Bova was willing to publish fiction that included sexual content and profanity. Bova published stories such as Frederick Pohl's The Gold at the Starbow's End, which was nominated for both a Hugo and Nebula Award, and Joe Haldeman's Hero, the first story in the Hugo and Nebula Award-winning Forever War sequence. Pohl had been unable to sell to Campbell, and Hero had been rejected by Campbell as unsuitable for the magazine. Bova won 5 consecutive Hugo Awards for his editing of Analog. Bova was followed by Stanley Schmidt, who continued to publish many of the same authors who had been contributing for years. The result was some criticism of the magazine as stagnant and dull, though Schmidt was initially successful in maintaining circulation. The title was sold to Davis Publications in 1980, then to Dell Magazines in 1992. Crosstown Publications acquired Dell in 1996 and remains the publisher. Schmidt continued to edit the magazine until 2012, when he was replaced by Trevor Quackery. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2 o'clock UTC on Tuesday, the 6th of August 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Analog Science Fiction and Fact. This podcast is produced by Arbalsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbalsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Geraint. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.